Thank you. Greetings, friend. In John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 24, we have here the great I Am again, used by the Lord Jesus in his earthly ministry here, revealing himself, his character, his great position, his power, his majesty, his wisdom, and so on. And so we read in verse 24 of John chapter 17, still the great high priestly prayer that he prayed to the Father, a total of 623 words. You can read it in 3 minutes without hurrying. And yet here is the most majestic language ever uttered. In verse 24, he continues by speaking to the Father, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me, that is those who had actually believed in him, those who actually had received him, those who had in reality accepted him as Savior and followed him as Lord and Master, those that thou hast given me, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, where I am. Oh yes, in the glory. He's speaking here of his glory, the in heaven, that they may behold my glory. So here is the great I Am of glory. That majestic atmosphere with all the riches of the riches at his hand and disposal, everything perfect, everything marvelous and great, beyond our recognition or beyond our comprehension and beyond our knowledge, for we have very little in the Holy Scriptures about heaven, very little of the riches and honors and glory that's there. But he says he wants those who trust him to be with him where he is, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Now here is a scripture that dispels the commitment of some folk that he only began, the Lord Jesus only began when he was born in Bethlehem, born of the Virgin Mary. This verse says, and he's speaking himself, so to say otherwise is to contradict the Lord Jesus himself, that they might be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Before there was anything laid about this world of yours and mine. And then, what is it? O righteous Father, he continues, the world hath not known thee. No, they don't know God. They're without God, with hope in the world, my friends. That's what the Bible says about those who know not the Savior as Savior, who have not made him theirs by a simple act of faith, have not received him, have not believed in him. They know him not. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, oh yes, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Now here is the closeness, here is the deep relationship between the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord himself, the Savior, the one who made it possible for us to be in him, and of him, and by him, and soon to be with him. The great majestic power of God. He has us in him, and we're going to be like him by and by. But he's the I Am of glory. And a little touch of this glory is revealed to us back in the book of Isaiah, which gives us much about the Savior, more than any other book. The book of Isaiah tells us more about the Savior than any other book. And here in the 6th chapter of Isaiah, we get a little look into glory. a little look into the majestic place where the Lord Jesus dwells with God the Father. And here Isaiah writes of this tremendous vision he had in the year that King Uzziah died, a definite time. Oh yes, those who've had a dealing with God, they remember a definite time. They can go back in their mind to that very moment when, as guilty, trembling sinners, they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. They passed from death to life. They'll never forget that moment. It's too wonderful. It's too different than anything else that life ever holds. The morning, the day, the moment of your conversion to God. Friend, do you have a real conversion? A real change that you didn't affect yourself. That God saved you and immediately you became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away and all things became new. This is conversion. And Isaiah had a dealing with God this day, and he pinpoints the year that it happened. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, yes, up at the top in glory. The highest place is his by right, the highest place in heaven, the hymn writer put it. And his train, his retinue, all those that were about him, filled the temple, the holy temple of heaven. Above it stood the seraphim, those holy creatures. Each one had six wings. Here's the nature of them. With twain he covered his face. Oh, he hid his face in the presence of the Lord. And with twain he covered his feet. He hid his feet. And with twain he did fly. He used two wings to fly, but two to cover his face, and two to cover his feet. And one cried unto another and said, what did they say? Holy, 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 three times over, the thrice holy God, the God, the Trinity, holy, 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 Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And then what happened? Oh, here is a bit of the glory. Seraphim, those holy creatures, and they're crying out before the angelic host of heaven and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they're crying just one celestial word. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Oh yes, the beautiful flowers, the beautiful landscape, the beautiful trees, the beautiful men and women, little children. Oh yes, the myriads of beauties, the holiness, the Christness. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the whole house was filled with smoke. And then it had a great effect on Isaiah. Oh yeah, here was a sight he saw that transformed him. Then said I, Isaiah right, woe is me, for I am undone. Oh, the lack, any bit of pride he ever had is gone now. When he sees the holy character of the Lord, he cries, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Why? Because mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Oh yes, he got a vision of the Savior. Friend, did you ever in your mind and heart and soul, as you read the scriptures, you see for yourself by faith the Lord Jesus in his majesty dying on the cross, bearing all your sins in his own body on the tree? And did it transform you? Did that sight cause you, friend, to acknowledge him as your Savior? He cried, I'm unclean. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell with people of unclean lips. And the reason was because mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Here is the conversion of Isaiah in the Old Testament. Way back about 700 and more than 50 years, 750 years before the Lord Jesus came. The altar. Oh yes, that's where sins were put away in the Old Testament. Where the lambs and the sheep were offered in sacrifice for the sins of men. And so it points on to Calvary, where we now go, not to an altar where animals are offered, but we look back to the cross of Calvary, where the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, offered one sacrifice for sins forever, and then sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Oh, my friends, have you ever seen the Lord Jesus by faith, through his word? Have you seen that he died on the cross for you? Blessed God, we thank thee for the Savior who died on the cross that we might live, have everlasting life. Bless our country, our president, and all in authority. And grant our Father that men and women in high places may be kept by thy power, righteous, and in the fear of God. And may many precious souls pass from death to life. The governors of states, the mayors of our cities, and our own city, our nation's capital. In the name of the precious Lord Jesus, we do pray, and for the salvation of souls through faith in the Savior,